The multi-agency team on drug and substance abuse has intensified crackdown on those involved in brewing of illicit brews in Kakamega County. National Government and Administration, NGAO, is working in partnership with the National Police Service, NPS, the county government, National Campaign Against Drugs and Substance Abuse, NACADA, and Kenya Revenue Authority to crack the whip against those involved in the vice. Kakamega County Commissioner Michael Mwangi, who spoke in Kakamega Town following seizure of 130 litres of Changa, 600 litres of Bisa, Kingara, 300 half-litres of Kenya Cane, 52 bottles of counterfeit wines and spirits among other illicit liquor, warned that those involved will have nowhere to hide. "We shall find you even if you hide in the forest," Mwangi warned, adding that, "We are giving this a new touch. We are going to work as a team." The county commissioner said all illegal dens selling prohibited liquor will be shut and cautioned those importing counterfeit drinks from a neighboring country that they will not be condoned. "There are illegal imports into the county. We shall follow up to the borders and we shall not condone this kind of behavior," he cautioned. The county commissioner further raised concern that some of the consumers of these products were children and even women, adding that a number of people have lost their lives through consumption of those ill-prepared drinks. "We have some alcohol that expired in 2021, yet the vendors are still selling it to their clients," noted Mwangi. The county commissioner asked the county governments, charged with the responsibility of licensing of bars, to be vigilant when issuing the licenses. "We must know how many have the licenses, how many are legal and illegal," he added. Mwangi said they were working closely with other counties in Rift Valley, Western and Nyanza region to curb the vice. Kakamega County Police Commander Joseph Kigan said the crackdown started a while ago and thanked volunteers for providing security agencies with vital information about those involved in the illegal business. Regional Co-Coordinator NACADA Sarah Kosge said the government is set to put up 4 drug addicts rehabilitation centers in Kakamega North, Mumias, Kakamega Central and another one in Lugari sub-counties.